There, we're off.
Yeah, we are off. Yay, everybody. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to our, it's not really our last call. Let's say hi to you guys in the chat. It's the last version of this type of call, but things get fun and amazing. And I'm not seeing anybody on the chat saying hi yet, or do you see them on yours? There they are.
Yeah,
good morning,
coming.
Lisa. Here goes Anna, Maria Nahigian. Here we go. Here we go. Okay, everybody. So welcome, 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 welcome. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Oh boy, everybody's coming fast. Yay! I love it so much. I love it so much. We have to say, I'm going to say something. I'll go out on a limb. Because I think this has been our very best group, including, you know, obviously the students have retaken this course too. But the energy and the maturity and just how people have been working with the material, even the second and third time around, as well as the new students, we've just been amazed. This is kind of our dream that there's a, like you are the least drama, drama mamas. And we're really, 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 really happy and happy to hear how much you're enjoying the course too, which is great. Yeah, we're evolving, right, Annette? You can do this like every year for the next 10 years and it won't be the same. Won't be the same. So for those of you a little nervous about, is this the last call? Of course not, because we have our next call April 16th, which is a Tuesday. And whatever we don't get to, you know, if you have questions, you'll put it in the main hall. And Anna will put a thread there about module 6 or about general questions. And, you know, I will always be available to go in there and take a look. Me and Doug, Anna, will look and see what it is that you're asking. So you're never going to not be somehow connected. Our integration call means that we take the content of these 7 weeks and we go over them and show you how we can apply them. And so it's so fun. And then Anna does her practice calls with you guys in between the calls with me and Doug. And if we, you know, see that you might need another call, we have another call. It's very, very comfortable. And we love it and it's home and you'll love it too. So just remember, you go at your own pace. And but tonight we're going to be talking about some fabulosity because Anna's going to hop on with us. And we really, really, really want, we do have 4 questions to answer. We want to talk to you about this living oracle and the soup bowl and tassiomancy and all that stuff. And yes, we'll have time to briefly chat about module 6, but again, we don't expect you guys to have this all done. We'll talk about it also in the integration call. So there's no rush. It's not like we have to cram things in tonight's call. You have 2 more weeks and then we come back. So I just really want you guys to not go into like, nah, what about module 6? I know you like that selenite, that 80 pounds of selenite. Isn't that amazing? I love showing it to people. Look at my selenite crystal. How did you know it was selenite? I love that. Yes, very, very wonderful energy. So soup bowl is crazy, Marianne Graham. All right, use chemo. Okay. So we want to hear from some of you about that tonight. And we really want you guys to share about that in your Facebook room. Mm-hmm. It's the funniest thing because in the past, we were like, oh my God, they're oversharing. And with you guys, it's like, what are they doing? Are they having fun? So we're going to have Anna. Chocolate ice cream bowl works too, Lisa. You betcha it does. Yes, yes, yes. You betcha it does. Yeah, you're diving deep. And just remember, this is April. We're here until July, April, May, June, July. That's way, well, man, that's a long time. So there's no need for any of you to feel like, oh gosh, I have to catch up because you don't. Okay, let's get Anna on here.
You got it. Hello, Anna Banana. Here we go.
So remember, when we say this is your last call, it's not really. It's just the call, the last of the intensive calls where we're talking about content. Anna Banana. Oh, look at how pretty she is. And we can't hear you, Anna.
Okay, there I am. It always comes up with just my picture and not my vocals.
How come your camera is so bright?
I think because the room is not as... the room's a little dark, so I think my...
Oh, maybe that's it.
The monitor.
is lighting it up more. Yeah. I know I look like I'm frightened. Ah!
No, it's good. It's just I'm not using that special camera tonight because it's tending to get fuzzy. So I still can't manage to get it right, but whatever.
I think the computer's trying to add, the camera's adding more light.
Okay.
But hi, everybody. I see everybody saying hi.
Hello. Nice. Yeah. Your bird's eye pics has been driving, what? Me nuts for weeks. I know the artist. Will you drop the artist? I believe it's quite renowned, not coming to me. You know what? My bird's eyes? Okay, let me show you the bird's eyes.
Yes. I like that picture.
Get on your bird. Aren't they amazing? So I'll tell you where I found it, and I don't know the artist's name, but that is a Gique clay of the original. So it's not an original. It's so too expensive for me anyway. I put all the money into the people who work for me. I got it on DeviantArt, and if you look in DeviantArt surreal artists, it's deviantart.com. And it's from Sweden. It's a Swedish artist. I ordered a bunch of prints from these two different Swedish artists, but I can find out. My dragonfly mug, yes. And then I had my big giant dragonfly necklace Ursula gave me on today, but I took it off because it didn't match. So I have the mug, yes. Okay. All right, Anna. So here's what we're doing. I invited Anna to come on board because Anna Banana knows. This is how now we talk about the headmistress. Tonight I'm calling her Anna Banana.
I probably should have regret starting that, Anna. I apologize in advance. Come up with something to call me now, too.
Yeah.
Go right ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. So we're going to show you the archived content of the other classes. So we're going to show you what this looks like and how it works. So you get a chance to see a visual of what the Living Oracle looks like, because somebody's got to jump in there. Hint, hint, Mary Elizabeth.
Okay, it's funny that you mentioned Mary Elizabeth.
Funny.
No, but
look at this. Okay. So, because this is a time, the only place in Oracle School, and the only time where you guys can put your own art, your own photographs, mm-hmm. your own ideas of what you would like a message to mean in the picture. Mm-hmm. So this is your opportunity to show us, like, even if you get the pictures off the internet, it doesn't matter. It's like, right. Ooh, this is beautiful. This is what represents my thought. Mm-hmm. So Anna, I'm going to go over the convo.
Just before we go further, just a little bit of housekeeping.
Okay.
For everyone that is taking Shared Wisdom for the first time, tomorrow you will be getting an email. And it's really important that you respond to the email because it's all about how you get your certificate.
Okay? Oh, right.
Some information from you, and that email is going to go out tomorrow. I will post a reminder, but that is for everyone who is taking it for the first time. If you've already taken it, you have your certificate.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's that. And then practice calls will begin this month. I will post a schedule for the practice calls as soon as I know my own schedule, okay? Now, what everybody has to remember is all my announcements I put in the files. So if you always check when you come in, just click on the files and check to see if there's something there that you haven't read. This way, it avoids you asking a question that's already answered. Okay, so the schedule will be in the files. It'll join all the other files. Okay.
Is she frozen?
You didn't receive yours, you'll be able to email Jill and get yours this go around. Okay, they're going to be electronic this time. We're going to send them out electronically. So that, remember to put all the files, make sure I have practice. That's it. That's all I needed to say. And now we can go on to the Living Oracle. Yay. Okay. So those of you who have looked, I put in the thread for the Living Oracle. It has the complete instructions. I think they're pretty good. They've been tested and modified over the last couple shared wisdom sessions. Okay. And then I have a separate thread for questions and comments. Don't put your comments or questions in the Living Oracle thread, because that throws the whole Living Oracle off. That is completely and only for your oracles. Okay. So there, you'll find both of those in both the announcements and the files if you don't see it scrolling. After, once we start integration and people start posting into the Living Oracle, I will take it and pin it to the top, and then it'll always be in the same place that you can find it more easily. Okay? All right.
Anna, before we start, because there may be some people who haven't seen some of those announcements, can you just give like a thumbnail overview or maybe you, Colette, one of you, of what the Living Oracle is for people? I just am aware, I have this sense from a learning perspective. Some people may not have seen that information yet and could benefit from just a couple.
Anna, you give your version and then I'm going to add. Well, let me tell it mine first.
You tell yours.
I'll tell mine because I'm the one who made it up. All right. You should know how this started. So I create oracles. An oracle is created out of a lexicon. A lexicon, which is it's the kind of subject and theme and language, symbolic language you're going to draw from that represents certain experiences in life. So I devised and tested it. If we could ask a series of questions that every single person would answer, but their answer would be personal, then they would turn that answer into an actual oracle, like a message. If they had got it, like if you got that out of a fortune cookie, right? Like what would that have said to you? And then, right, oh my God, that's so funny. A lexicon just set off for Alexa. Dale Klimczak said, Alexa. No, I'm kidding. So when I came up with it, it was like this big download that what if everybody in the group, since we're all here with the same consciousness, we've created an entity. We are the entity. We are the ones that are going to download the oracle. I have already given you the lexicon because I know how to get you to say it, right? And then we end up growing it and growing it and growing it. And then we teach you how to use a randomizer. And then you give yourself a reading based on the random numbers. And then you look them up. So that's kind of basically, and it was an experiment. So remember, every time we do this, it's an experiment. First time I experimented with a couple of my friends to say, okay, let's play this actually. And then I was like, okay, let's bring it into the group and let's just see. So I just basically said, let's see, it's an experiment. And it was so profound that we're like, we got to make this part of the class. So we did. And it is so incredible. It is like you are going to the intuition gym with a big trainer from the MMA, right? Because it's that profound and that powerful, and you can't do it wrong. You just can't. Anything that you say on there could mean something to someone else. Like could mean something so meaningful and personal. You know, like a living oracle is when somebody, you know how sometimes you need something, somebody today, for example, I needed something today as I was I needed something. And another person just said, I'm trusting my intuition here and I'm sending you this message. And it was like my oracle. My oracle, and you know who you are. Okay, so Anna, you want to add to that? And Doug?
Yes. I just want to say one thing. Your message, like Colette says, it can't be wrong. However, your delivery perhaps may be wrong.
Yeah, the delivery is Anna's job.
And that's where I'll step in. Because what will happen is, as we get used to it, you may post something that isn't quite an oracle, and then you'll get a private message from me asking you to edit and maybe suggesting how you could rephrase it so that it becomes an oracle. So basically what we're looking for and what you want is, if you have a message that you want to put down, think about it as if this were an oracle. If I were to pull this out of the deck, what right. would the guidebook say?
Yeah.
And that's how you write it, the way the guidebook would say it.
And you're pretending. And that's and you're how you're fine. Like, you just have to pretend.
Right. Right.
Yeah, not pretend.
No, I was going to say, the one thing I would add is, I mean, this is what one of the things I love about it is this is about shared wisdom, right? So mm-hmm. it's what's the wisdom you've gained over this period of your life or at whatever time we're looking at for yourself. And Anna will go through the directions and all of that, but it's what wisdom have you gained that might be a nugget of gold for someone else? Exactly. And how can you offer that nugget of gold for someone else that based on what, how you processed it? We do that when we do sharing wisdom with one another, with the cards and with the Oracle deck, but now we're doing it in a more permanent way where it can be used as a part of an Oracle. So it's just so such a perfect final project for us to do in the course. So, so amazing.
Hang on a sec. Do we ever put these together for another Oracle deck? No.
No.
This is yours. This belongs to you. So after when the group is over, you guys get access to it. It's archived and only you can use it. This is your personal Oracle. This is never going to be made by me into an Oracle. You know, it's like, but this is your very special one. Like, it's yours. Yeah, it's yours. It's this group's shared wisdom. So now, let's show them.
Okay.
Just
because we do have a question.
Okay.
It doesn't matter what module you're working on.
Yeah.
You can add to the Living Oracle whenever you're ready to add to it. The Living Oracle will be, it'll be here and you'll be able to add to it for as all the way up until we close the room. Okay. Archive the room. Once the room is archived, nothing happens. You know, it freezes it, but you don't want to wait until the end because once you start, you see how it goes. So I'm going to share my screen.
Wait. Lisa Silverman had a good point. She said it's so fun and creative. Maybe mention the number sequence of the oracles. So
yeah, that's okay.
Yeah. So every single oracle is numbered, and you have to look. And actually, Anne is much better at this. She's a Virgo, and I have no. I'm going to be quiet now.
I'm gonna mute Colette, Anna. You go ahead.
I'm gonna share my screen. I'm gonna show you what the number generator looks like on Google and also what the Living Oracle looks like. And then Doug, my lovely assistant, is going to pull his number generator and we'll pull numbers and see what the Oracle has to say to all of you. Okay, here we go. Doo-doo-doo. Give me a minute, it's coming. I think we're here. Okay, you guys can see that? All right, so this here, as you see, this is the Living Oracle. This was made by our first Oracle class. There are actually, in this Oracle, over 500 oracles. Okay, I'm going to scroll a little bit so you could see what we mean. Each one, as you see here, each one is numbered. So when you put yours in, you always look to see what the number is before you, and then you add your oracle. Once you hit enter, you go back and you refresh the page because maybe somebody got in before you and now the numbers are off. And if the numbers are off, don't worry. Just you go over here, click the three little buttons, and you can edit your thing and then just change the number. Okay. So as you see, it's, you know, some people put their own pictures in. Other people, we have short videos. You can put a very short video. They put all different, whatever images and what it meant to them. And then they wrote an oracle about it, their message and where it came from. And they're really powerful and they're really beautiful. I love this session. This is like my favorite thing that we do. I just have to tell you. Okay. So I don't know if I'm going too fast. Okay. I can't see the chat. I don't know if anybody has a question.
No, it all looks great, Anna. Everyone's just talking about how great it looks. And yeah, it's great.
Yeah. And as you see, some people use their photography. Some people just take a picture. Some people draw. We have paintings, artwork, all kinds of just beautiful, beautiful images. They find an image that means something to them online. We have had people sing a song that they wrote, put their poetry in, and everything has a deep and intense meaning. It really is very, very beautiful. I love this. So I hope you guys understand better. Go ahead, Doug.
And this is just to make sure everyone's like, oh, can we read this? And like, this is from the last classes group. Mm-hmm. So we're going to create our own and we'll yes. fill in our own stuff. And that's part of what we're getting ready to do. So exciting to
right.
do that.
So we're going to, let's see, we'll pull a card. Okay. Oh, that's the other thing before we pick a number. So this over here is the number generator. It's you can go to a website or you can just type into Google number generator and this just pops up. Okay, so we have, oh look, we have 455. And then you would ask your question and you would click and a number would come up and then you would go to that number oracle to see what the message is. So we can ask questions and I can search through the thing and Doug can pull up the numbers.
Perfect.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Okay, Colette, a question, please.
Yeah. You want a question from me?
Yeah. What All right. should we ask?
What do I need to know about moving forward now?
Okay, is this you personally or me the group? Personally.
No, oh. me.
All right.
You're giving me a reading, 102.
Okay.
And I got 349, Colette and Anna.
Okay, so now, once you get your number, you scroll down to your number.
349 is way at the end.
Yeah, almost all the way. Let's see. Take a minute.
And there's some questions coming in while you're scrolling. The people are saying, how many times do we add to the Oracle? Just once per person. And then I think, are we doing the past, present, future kind of thing again, Anna? Are we doing something different this year?
We had started off doing a past, present, future thing. And then it sort of morphed into, I think, just basically like what you were talking about before, Doug,
the gold.
Lessons, what are the pearls that we brought out of shared wisdom.
Yeah, so really what you'll be doing is, you know, what we don't want to do, guys, is we don't want one or two people to overfill the Oracle. We want everyone to have a chance. So I would say start with two or three. And that's a great number to start with, but let him come to you. Think, do some reflecting on what is it specifically for you that you've gained out of this experience in personal mastery and shared wisdom. What would that pearl be that you'd want to use? And no, the search doesn't quite work, Maria, actually. It doesn't work as well, depending on how they're loaded. So sometimes you have to scroll through.
Yeah. What number am I looking for?
349.
Okay.
You're gonna do three, but then once you've done your three and you're loving it, then we tell you to do some more, right?
Yes.
So just do three.
Yes, do your three. Use your, like, really journal about the questions that are in the module, because they're really good questions and they're really a great jumping off place to start, and you'll find it from there. 343
349 Nine.
Oh gosh, I'm just insisting, huh? 349, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
It's called The Beauty of Now. When I connect to the beauty of nature, I connect to a moment in time where light and connectivity to all that is appears as if by magic. This oracle asks us to be present with each moment of the day and see the beauty in our surroundings. This oracle invites us to connect with the divine light and ask, what do I need to know today for the highest good of all? Then connect with the blue light and ask, what do I need to know from today for my highest good? Blue orbs represent psychic energy and the color of truth and is referred to as spirit guides. By being in the beauty of the now, we learn to see the light within within ourselves, see the light in each soul we encounter, and to embrace being one with all that is. Today is a day like no other, and being present in the moment is highly beneficial, as moments like this tend to change everything for the better as quickly as a flash of light. Being grounded and present in the beauty of now brings us all to a place of unity that all that with all that is. Let it be so.
Isn't that beautiful? And that's just so accurate. That's so good. Now let's pull one for the group.
Okay.
That was a kledon for a lot of people. And that was, wow, that was beautiful. That's for every. So let's actually ask the group. Let's ask this oracle, what does the group need to know about creating this oracle? What's the highest good?
150.
150. Here we go. Back the other way.
And that's what happens. That's we start using the living oracle as an actual.
Yes. And somebody was saying about using the search, but since this is in a document.
Yeah, you can't use the search.
Yeah. So you just have to, you don't have to scroll. And my computer is being very wonky. It was traumatized today, so it's still getting over it. What was the number, 150?
Yes.
Okay. Almost there. Yes, my computer was traumatized this morning. Poor computer. 150. What do we all need to know? Chaos and conflict. Okay, there is an opportunity for divine order, powerful intention for the highest good of all in future visions. Perfect timing. Future is to be in the present, in the moments, as value is wide open to bring many great experiences. Be present.
Oh my goodness, isn't that interesting?
Yes, it is.
Right? Because we're stirring things up and we're creating something. Interesting.
Sorry, my computer's wonking out.
Isn't that interesting?
Sorry, my computer's being really wonky.
Wonky donkey. Yeah, see how this works? So that right now you know, right now it makes sense because we wanted to show you, right? It's the very first group, literally. I could see it in my head, but I was just telling people, just write it down. Just trust me on this. Write it and trust me. And people are like, I don't understand. What is it? And then we just manage. There's Anna. There's one of your posts.
This one, this is funny. This was not actually my post. Somebody couldn't get it to work, so they sent it to me, and I put it up for them. Yeah, I'm helpful. But if you'll notice, some of them are very short. Some of them are longer, you know, like as long as it isn't, a page long.
And it's never about you, right? It's always about as if you were reading an oracle in the book.
Right.
So you don't say, this is because of me and this is what I did. This is what I went through. So the person who reads this, I want you to feel that. No.
Right.
Like this one is about great loss. This one, you are worthy.
Yes.
And then moving on. So in the beginning, we looked at it like past, present, future, but it's unnecessary because really what we found was really your most meaningful and personal moment of aha or the determining moment is really the pearl that you want to write down, even if it's to do with loss or even if it's to do with, you know, joy or blossoming like this or living out loud or being too quiet, right? Maybe you've overcome something about being too quiet or that could be the name of it, like being too quiet, you know, perhaps, and then you write, perhaps you've come into a situation where you had to see this and that, and, you know, and that you need to step out more. And this is the time to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So I think.
No, we're not going to do it. This is the video we're doing, honey.
Yes, this is
the video.
Us showing you.
Showing you this. That's how this is how it works.
Right. And now you have to remember the people who did this one
didn't know
at all. We were working it as we were going.
And if you've never done it before, it's so profound. So,
it is.
So allow yourself to be creative and find pictures that you like on the internet or maybe in your photographs or you see something that, that really, or an animal that feels, that makes you feel like the message. There's no protection message at all, Catherine. No protection message.
It's exactly what you see. You're just going to get a number and you're going to go there and read what it says. You know, if it's something, you know, like the message will always be right.
Robin, I don't understand what you mean. You just wanted to see how the Oracle video worked. Ah, I understand what she's saying. Can you go back to the video and... That's what you mean. You want to see what the person did in a video. I see. Okay. Yes. Okay. Oh, yes. Sorry, Robin. Look, here's one right here.
Yeah, because we're not doing screen sharing with audio, we're not going to get the audio through that. But there might be audio with these videos, and it would play as well.
Yeah, you see this? So there's a little turtle that's determined to go into the water, and Judith Robiliac took that picture. Right, so it's a short little video. So it's as if it's a picture, but it's not. It's a moving picture. And look at that. There's a little turtle going in the sand. Isn't that beautiful?
And then so it was called determination and persistence. See?
Isn't that great? Now, Robin, you get it, right? So if you guys want to do a video, and it has to be short, like a minute, no more than a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Right? 60 seconds is as long as it can be.
Right. Because you have to remember, it's not about the video, it's mm-hmm. about the message. Because even if you put a video, you have to write an oracle. So,
and allow this to come through you, because what we're showing you in Shared Wisdom is that you are a medium for information from the conscious universe. The conscious universe works through you, and it works. You are also the oracle for others. So we're actually getting you to own that, right? And to like allow it to move through you on behalf of others. And you don't know who it's going to touch, right? You're not going to know, but you're going to say something so pertinent and to your experience, then you become a cleadon for someone else. But the difference is we're actually making this a real live oracle as if they were cards, right? See how this is? And you can see why too, that we keep this just for you, because this is for your energy about you as a group. So you're tuning into the consciousness of you and your experience, but it's only for the people in the group. Like, we taught this course to these guys, so it makes sense that we can get a message, because we worked with this oracle ourselves before, but this was for these guys.
Yeah. Right.
One of the things I just kind of a little caveat that sometimes happens when we do this activity is don't get caught up in the creation of the oracle, making it perfect, making it beautiful, making it whatever. If you do anything, make it about your own learning, your own shared wisdom, as we keep saying, as let's us channel it through you. The best oracles are the ones that are wisdom that comes from our own journey in this process that we've been on with you guys in Oracle School. So whether it's journaling, reflecting, what would be those 2 to 3 things? And I think in the module, it talks about past, present, future, ahas that you've had, and there's a way to do that. Or if you want, you may just have a pearl that comes to mind. Either way is great. But the point is, it's not about creating a symbol. It's about really distilling an aha or a piece of wisdom that has come to you through this journey in Oracle School, and then turning that into an oracle for someone else. It's almost like in Canada, and those of you that are in Canada, you'll know this, it's like you're leaving in a Inukshuk, the First Nations people, right? This statue of well, it's just, it's the Inuits would build these statues of stone men or stone people.
Yes,
and their symbol that says, I was here, right? Mm-hmm. That I was here, that someone was here. They point the way. And what these oracles should be doing is they should be a way you can say, you were here, and they point the way for someone else who's on the same journey and on the same path. So,
this is great.
Yeah. And also don't worry about what someone else is going to think about what picture you post. It's just what it means to you, because the right person is going to be guided to it.
Yeah.
And the message will reach the person the message is intended to reach. You know, so don't overthink, because then you're coming at it intellectually and it's not going to come through you. you block that part of yourself off. Just let it flow. You'll see. And it does get easier. And, I was going to say something else. But don't overthink it. Oh, some of these are so beautiful.
Aren't they amazing?
Yeah. Yeah. So beautiful. So as long as it means something to you, you can look at it. What does it call to mind for you? And you generally look for artwork after you've come to your, after you've done the journaling, after you've done all of that part, then you might have something that already makes you think of that, you know. People have posted some very personal pictures too. That's why, again, it's for your group. And that's why we sort of, you know, like we guard the other person's privacy, because we are accepting that we're putting this up for each other and not for you to now take it to your friends and do it with them. This is for you and your personal use.
Yeah. Isn't that beautiful? So you can see, we just want you to start and like, don't worry if it's perfect. And like we said, if it needs to be edited, Anna won't ask you to take it down. It will be more like, here's the suggestions to edit so that you keep your number. So we're here to help you. And you cannot, like I said, you can't do it wrong as long as you are doing it like this.
Right.
What about Jessica Paschke, the risk of the unknown.
Yeah.
Right. And there she, and for her, you know, there was this beautiful sunrise or sunset.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, that's a good message for everybody. Sometimes we have to take a leap of faith. We can't see the outcome of the journey, but we know that with spirit by our side, we will end up exactly where we should be. Take the risk of stepping into the unknown. With one step, you begin an amazing journey beyond your wildest imagination. Say yes and let spirit guide you the rest of the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was so good.
Yeah. And Tracy, totally. If you journal using drawing, like I doodle. So I make these, I paint, like all of those things behind me too are the sigils that I paint every moon. So I do something like artistic, or you don't. Like it's, whatever it is you need to allow it to be true for you. Uh-huh. And then it's got to be true for you. And then if it's true for you and it means something to your story, then we let the universe decide how to have this. Shared Wisdom's version of hashtag aha tweetable moments with images. I love that. that's about, well, you can have a little bit more. I don't even know because I'm not on Twitter. So it's okay to list them back to back. Oh, yeah. Because remember, you're three in a row. Somebody is unlikely going to pick those three numbers in a row, right? Yeah. So it doesn't matter if yours are all together.
Yeah.
Just a thought too, guys, is that when you're creating them, create them in another software program. Create them in Word or Pages or something else, and then you can copy and paste them over.
Yeah.
So you know, that way you're not writing the text in. It just helps to make sure you get it pasted as efficiently as possible.
Yeah. I'm going to stop sharing.
Yeah.
Now, because we've got the hang of it. And I will say that don't worry. Don't overthink it. Don't be afraid. It really is a very fun process. And as soon as it starts, you catch on really fast and it starts to move. And post them as you make them. You don't have to wait until you have all three. You know, you'll be inspired. You'll say, this is the one. You know, if you have one, I think somebody said that they will work, that they already wrote theirs, but they weren't sure. Just put it up there. You know, the worst that could happen is you'll hear from me. And then always remember to number it. Look at the number before you. Write that number in. After you hit send, refresh the page. Check to make sure, because you have no idea how many times people will post at the same moment, and then we have double numbers. Okay?
Yeah.
And all you have to do is edit it. You don't have to delete it. Just edit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because once you delete it, then you mess up all the numbers that follow.
Yeah.
Okay? Yeah. All right.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. 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 So where is Anna's note to me? Let's talk about, here we go. Right. So let's talk about, thank you, Anna. what a cleidon is. I want to talk a little bit more about what tasseomancy is and psychodynamics.
Okay.
Where is Doug? Oh, you can stay.
Doug is there and I can go.
Okay. No, you can stay.
Okay.
You don't have to go. Because we all, I think what would be great too is to talk about how we were first introduced to tasseomancy. So let's start with there. So you know that I have a soup bowl oracle. Anna does not assign the number, Denise. You look it up yourself. And so you're going to be using this oracle, by the way, on your own, not, you know, with your group. And on your own, you're going to see how it works. You're going to play with it. You're going to add it to your council.
That's why you have to recheck it after you add it to make sure no one got one in between, and you have to adjust your number. So mm-hmm. just know that after you post it, refresh and make sure your number is, there's not two 10s or two 15s.
Right, perfect. Or two 235s.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, add it to your council, right? Like, and add it as another opinion, right? So let's talk about something called tasseomancy. So what I have taught, what I've encouraged you to do is something that I wrote about in my book, Messages from Spirit, The Extraordinary Power of Oracles, Omens, and Signs. And in that, I shared about how my dad taught me how to read Turkish coffee cups. So that's how I learned about spirit animals. It was for my father and my and nanny, Mrs. Kelly, who I wrote about as well too, my Scottish nanny. So anyhow, tasseomancy is the art of reading tea leaves or cups, because tasseo means cup. Mancy is to know, like to be a master, to seek. So tasseomancy means the magic of the cup and wisdom from the cup. So what happened when my dad taught me that was he taught me that, this is my very first lexicon, was that there were a number of symbols that were universal to everybody, like dog, cat, mom. These are archetypes, right? So Jung called them archetypes. So it's actually very Jungian. And every Jungian archetype known to the humanity or not known is in a cup, right? Because they represent not just the actual thing. So for example, you'd see a dog in the cup, but the dog would also represent loyalty because that's the meaning of the archetype of dog. And it's a pack animal and it's togetherness and it's like that. So he taught me that there would, if I could see a symbol, like if I have a wolf with their, you know, wide open jaw, it would mean that I would learn a lesson that was painful. Because it would be pointing to the left, or if it was pointing to the right, so right would be he said like right was go, left was not good. So he told me all these different things that I learned, and I was like so fascinated. And so, time over time, little Turkish coffee cups are this big, okay, and the coffee grinds are teeny weeny, and my eyesight started going so. So in came a friend with a bowl of squash soup. And I said, well, why don't we try reading your soup bowl just like it was a Turkish coffee cup. And in other words, what I'm teaching you how to do with your bowls of oatmeal or gravy or potatoes or whatever it is, because it has to be food or something you ingest. But it's large print. So it's kind of like the large print book of Mancy, right, if you will, of seeing oracles in a substance, a natural substance that has moved to speak to you. One of the cruises that I did with Sylvia Brown when Sylvia was still alive and I was always her opening act, I had one where, like, she never went to the dinners with people, so I kind of was that, you know, Julie, the cruise director. So I would go to dinner with the people. And so I decided to have them do an exercise and get them to look at their dinner plates. And when they finished their dinner plate, you turned it three times around and then let it dry. And then you looked in your plate and just looked at what you saw. So this woman had it was almost like the same photograph as her husband who had just crossed. So that was crazy. We got another Santa Claus in somebody else's, which she had, her birthday was December 25th. And somebody else had, you know, symbols in it that made with a parent, her mother's initials who had died. So it was just the coolest thing to see what could happen with this. So this is why we have asked you to do this. So you can continue to open up to this conscious universe where synchronicity would align with your intention to make a connection, right? So I like to, I don't think I said this in the module in information, but I kind of like to have an intention before I just look. So you can go, what does spirit want me to know? And then you could pick, because you guys have the spirit animal cards, you kind of know what everything it is that you're going to see in there. And if you don't, you look it up. But I kind of like to be very focused, like, what do I need to know right now for my highest good? As opposed to, I'm going to just have my bowl, turn it around and see what's there. Like, set the intention that you are having a dialogue with the divine and it's going to be answered to you in the bowl. Now, sometimes you get information that doesn't make any sense right away, but the next day that connection happens. So we remember we're stories in motion. So it's such a, yeah, this is the baby, right? The symbol of the baby for my friend. That's right, in the squash soup. So there she had a baby. It was very cool. The whole thing is so cool. So, you know, just pay attention to these archetypes. What could that be? You know, symbols, like, what are natural symbols that we would normally, like, mother, father, house, fire hydrant, flowers, whatever that is, dad, Santa, you'll see. I turn it upside down in tea leaf. No, you can't turn it upside down if you're at a dinner plate and you're with a bunch of friends. You're not going to want to turn. What are you going to turn it upside down on the table? No. But yes, if it's a soup bowl, yes, you turn it upside down on a plate. You have a smaller plate, flip it over, turn it three times, and then flip it back up. So yes, I like it as long as it's one of those kind of bowls. But if it's unwieldy, you don't have to turn it over at all. You don't have to. It will work the same because you make the intention that it will work that way. Because remember, whenever we have a dialogue with the universe, we are dictating how the dialogue will be played. So it's like we're playing a game. Here are the rules. So the conscious universe has to meet us there. Like today, I really needed a message that I got from this amazing person whose name starts with J. And I'm like, I was like, send me a sign. Like, am I on the right track? I feel like I've lost. Like for about an hour, I was really not having a good day today. And we share that. Like, we always like to share with you our vulnerabilities, and something had got to me, and bingo, there it was. I got home and it was like, if I ever needed something so deeply meaningful for me, it was like an oracle card came out and slapped me in the face and went, this is really special. So you can't make this shit up. If you put it out to the universe and somebody is going to hear it and give you what you need. So this is how we're showing you how to train the universe to talk to you. This is also a two thing. It's so cool. I love you too, Jeanette. Fortune cookie bowl from your book. We all stir it once and then read the bowl. Fortune cookie bowl. I love you, Mary Elizabeth, too. Oh my God, just like I'm having a really good afternoon. I will say this much, and a fantastic evening. I called Anna bawling. I feel so good. Like, you don't call, you know. So, right? So we this is what we're doing. We're training the universe. Anna, do you want to add to this for your first experience?
Hang on, muted.
Yeah.
Gotcha. You can go. Oh.
Can't hear Anna.
Yes, I'm sorry, that's me. I like to mute myself and talk and say, everybody read my lips. No, it's really important that when you do it, you're relaxed and that you're doing it, that it's fun, because if you strain your eyes looking, you won't see anything. Just sort of look in your bowl with curiosity. I wonder. And that's the best way to approach it. So, yeah.
So. Oh, Bridget Mitchell, in my book, Messages from Spirit, I gave a sort of fortune cookie recipe. That's true. I hope it worked. I hope the cookie recipe was good, because I don't remember if I put all the right ingredients in there. I'm like, please, let it be good. But it's like, it really is. It's so you can actually write. I created a whole kind of a lexicon based on these specific a mini oracle, right? And then you put them in there because they're all very meaningful. And then you bake it, and then there you have your fortune cookie, because that's really where they came from, was back in Roman times when they made things with messages in them. It's pretty cool. So Doug, do you want to add to the tassiomancy?
Yeah, the only thing I'll say about it for me is it's, I'll reiterate what Anna says. You have to be playful. You have to allow yourself to not be so serious. And you know, there's a personality trait that Jung talked about called sensation. And those are people who see with their five senses. And some of us who have, and then there's another trait that he talks about that's the opposite of that, that's intuition. But it's not the way we talk about intuition. It's different. It's about seeing things that aren't there, big picture thinking. And sometimes people who have a preference for intuition do really well in this activity because they can look at a mess of mashed potatoes and find the story of their grandfather in the mess of mashed potatoes. But for others, it may be harder. So if you are one of those people that it is harder for, my advice is to be playful, to try and let it be fun and playful, because then that will free you up from having to get it right and free you and let you be in that space of just see what happens, because it really is a powerful experience. I tend to be the guy who tends to try and do things right. That's one of my rules guy part personas. And it doesn't work when I do that. So yeah. What I invite you to do is be very playful in that regard. Yeah, a lot like reading clouds, Donna.
Yeah. Yes, Harriet Morton, you can do it with grits. You totally can.
Yeah.
Yes.
And mashed potatoes.
And when you do it, and if you want to share it with us, you can say, this is the picture, and this is what I saw, and this is what it means. Okay, don't just put the picture up. Tell us about it.
Yeah, don't ask us to tell you. Like, right. We had a situation in our first group where people were putting up all these pictures going, what is it? What do you see? But that's not the point. It's what you see.
Right, it's what you see.
If somebody...
And is this a cleat-on for you? You saw it. What does it mean for you? Because if you saw it, it is a message.
Yeah. And I like what Ellen Irving said. Sometimes things are in the blank spaces, not just the solid pieces. Doug Upshur says, the dirty dishes gallery versus the shared wisdom plate gallery, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And like, here's the other thing, too. You guys could get really overwhelmed by all the content coming in. Don't worry if you don't have time to read. We don't want you to be on social media all the time. Like, that's not why we're doing this course. We need you to take off too. So, because it gets so juicy now, like so many things are in there. Like, so yeah, alphabet soup, interestingly enough, Laz, is actually possible. Yeah. Oh my God. Brenda Mary said she was interested. She got a horse, right? So yeah, alphabet soup. If you have, here's what's so fun. If you do have alphabet noodles, I have tried this and it's freaky. So you make the noodles and you boil them so that they're al dente, right? You don't want them too mushy. And then you put Parmesan, you make them gooey. Parmesan and butter and all the things that are not on my keto diet, because pasta doesn't exist on there. So do this only when you're carb refeeding. So anyhow, so you get this mushy, amazing thing, and you just eat it. You have to eat it. You have to have the pasta. And then when you're done at the end, you don't look at it. And then you go like this with your spoon. You move the plate three times and then boom, you look. Laz goes, I'll make the sacrifice for you. Yeah, it can really freak you out. It's so cool because you are asking universe, can you say something to me? I remember one time I was really kind of focusing on new content, and I always think that I don't know enough. Like I look back at one of my courses in my last school, I wrote a first level course, which was 164 pages. Like Doug said to me, he goes, you taught this? This is like, to them, that's only one of four modules. I went, yeah.
Yeah, FedEx called me back and said, we have to get a bigger binder for this printed job. And I'm like, yeah, thank you.
Yeah, it was crazy because I pack everything I've ever thought of in it. So it was pretty funny. Yeah, we don't do that to you now, which is good. We learned that that's not how you learn best. But here's yeah, so I'm eating more and more dishes. I received a deer the first time. It's so good. Butternut soup, a wolf pup. right? A learning, like being in that new learning. Why am I telling you this story? What was I saying? What was it? Oh yeah. So I was right. The story was that I was like really thinking, oh my gosh, I don't have enough material. Should I add more? And there was actually N-O in the dish. Like it was, you couldn't make it up. It was so crazy. I'm like, okay. Yeah, it was very funny. Very funny. So what happens when you do these things? What happens? Well, what happens is when you're driving your car, you're now going to start to see other things in the outer world. Like you're going to decide, I want to see like a dragonfly. Somebody said, now it's wintertime. There are no dragonflies out right now, but I got this. Whoever asked for that dragonfly saw my cup. And I'm right-handed. And because I have some weird little light on me, on my right, I couldn't put it there. So usually you see my cup like that, but instead you actually see the dragonfly. So it's so cool. So why? Well, synchronicity, right? Synchronicity lined up in order for you to get that. So you might see something on a billboard. You might see something on a car or on the front of a store, or you open up a book or a newspaper. Excuse me, I have hiccups. Doug, do you want to take over while I hiccup?
Yeah, sure. I don't want to take over your hiccups because those will hurt. No. But yeah, keep breathing. The whole idea of this module, guys, module 5, is it's looking at new ways that we can tap into our intuition and kind of really be paying attention to it outside of ourselves even. So things like cleidons, for example, where we do this work to, you know, ask, and we've talked about cleidons a bazillion times in this class and personal mastery as well, but what if you did an intentional cleidon? What if you literally said, before you left for the day or went out to the market or went out to the grocery store or whatever you were doing in your day, you said, what do I need to hear about this situation for my highest good? We had a specific situation, and as you're out, something just comes to mind, a song, a conversation you overhear, anything like that that begins to bring a message for you, that creates space in that way. The dinner plate's another example of that, where we're doing the readings here, and then we certainly have the readings that you can do, or the internal stuff that we can do, like the spirit animals meditation, which if you please make time for that meditation, it is one of the most powerful meditations I think we do in this process for sure, where you get a spirit animal for each of the 7 chakras, and a really cool exercise in the home play this month, or this week for sure. So you back?
Unmute. Yeah. And by the way, that we love to do that exercise at Oracle Palooza too. Yeah. Because when you're in a room with everybody, you can do that exercise again. And then that'll tell you where you're at with all those different 7. Where is the spirit animal meditation? Lori wants to know.
It's in the home play activity at the very end. It's topic number 4.
Yes.
For module 5.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Now, you know what? Do you want to move on? Or let's talk about psychodynamics.
Yeah, and then we've got a few questions too we need to.
Sure. Okay, so why don't you start on that one?
On psychodynamics?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is really about kind of looking at how everything we do is affected by our unconscious. Jung would call it our unconscious. Freud would call it the subconscious. And the idea of kind of going beyond what's in our own bodies. And so the activity that Colette's given you for this week, is I'm already on integration monthly time conversations. is an art project, which I love. Colette has been doing a lot of art projects lately in some of our mastermind programs that we do. Mm-hmm. They are so powerful. And the idea here is to kind of pick some artistic medium, and you get to choose, and then choose however many cards you want for each of those objects or artistic projects you're going to do, whether it's getting a small easel and painting, whether it's doing poetry and writing 3 poems, whether it's taking 3 photographs that have some kind of collage meaning to you, or putting a photo collage together from something you found on Pinterest, all of the above, right, could be possible. But the idea is to kind of come up with some artistic representation that symbolizes the 3 situations that you're kind of checking into, that you're asking about. Do you want to kind of take it from there, Colette?
No, I think you actually, I mean, that was really good. I'm like going, okay, well, I don't know if I have anything to add. The main thing is that you do not need to be an artist.
Right.
That is the main thing. This is about you finding the most expression that feels right to you, that can help you. So to help you go beyond the intellect, right? So because we can stay in our heads all the time and we want to have a dynamic relationship to that thing that we're thinking about. And often what happens to us when we start doing something creative, which we are always doing something creative, by the way, but this is intentional. Finger painting is perfect, actually, Terry. Yeah. Finger painting is a great thing and it actually feels good to do. But you end up letting it out of your head and into the hand. And then actually what happens is you empty the head into the form, right? It's like you're emptying it. And all of a sudden the answers come because you make space for them. So your intuition just turns on. And it, I find that these exercises, these home plays that we're asking you to do really give you some big ahas. Go ahead, Doug. Yeah.
Well, the idea behind this one is that these three projects may become part of your living oracle. That's what's mentioned in the home play activity, right? That this is where we lead to that. If you do these and you don't want to share them in the home play, in the living oracle rather, that's fine. Go ahead and go with the idea of the pearl. But this the whole idea here is to get beyond your brain, get into the relationship with the cards, and by being creative, it gives you space to let it come from your unconscious. And that's really what we're trying to do there. So even if you like what you come up with and you can kind of consolidate it into a lovely little oracle for the living oracle, perfect. And if you want to do a different one, perfect. Like they're both right. So hopefully that makes sense. Anna, would you add anything to that? Because I know that's kind of diving into the living oracle a little bit, but just checking.
No, I like it, and I find what you guys said. When you start emptying your head and using, whether it's just spontaneous writing, you're just writing, or poetry, or finger painting, any mode of just getting it out, it turns on a different part of your brain. And it relaxes and things start to come through you. I am so surprised by what actually comes into me and comes through me when I am creating and how much you learn and how many aha moments come from it.
Yeah. Great. Good. Okay.
Let's now, my modules, my thing here just went wonky.
Do you want to go to the questions that we have?
Yes, because I lost my access to my module here. Are we connecting to the Sacred Collective? That's in module 6 or 5?
That's in module 6.
It is. And messages from spirit and symbols and archetypes, is that in 6 or 5?
That's 6. Uh-huh.
Right, I'm in 6. Okay, sorry. Yeah. But I lost 5. I don't know what happened to my... Okay.
We've covered the key topics in 5.
We have. Okay, that's what I thought. Okay, perfect. Yes.
But I do want to add that this is the point in the class where the world, like as you go through these modules and do the work, the world starts to open up for you.
Yes.
And everything becomes your oracle. And there are messages, they just come at you. You're driving, you're thinking of something. There was one day I was driving and I was upset about something that I had been obsessing about. And I said right then, I just need to know what to do. And at that moment, a car cut me off. And as it took off, the license plate said, "Let it go." And I said, "Oh, okay, thank you."
Right? It is amazing.
So everything, the world opens up at this point. This is where we're going. So module 5 is a really great lead into module 6, because now the world, like you imagine yourself walking in this bubble that's like a hologram and it's surrounding you and there's messages everywhere. And it's your choice what messages you're going to pull down and pick from. And that's how I see this class as building this world around you. So that's all I wanted to say.
Love it. Yeah, now,
go ahead.
We'll have time to do a review of module 6. Catherine had asked about that, and we'll do that in the integration time if you have questions about that. We'll certainly be have a main hall for that as well. So yeah. So don't worry if you guys have questions on module 6. We'll have some time to walk through that for sure. So no worries on that.
And I just want to mention a couple of things, right? So I do want to move into module 6 for a second because people are curious, right? And what does it mean? So the focus of this entire course, and remember, you don't have to get all this. Like once you read through module 6, you realize it's a lot. Again, right? Like we talk about the Akashic Records, intentional synchronicity, talismans and rituals, working with moon cycles and things like that. So we're really showing you how to bypass the me bubble, right? So you know that we're kind of stuck inside a bubble we can call me. And that, because we're memory-based creatures, everything that we remember, everything that we don't remember that's stored in our subconscious, but that means everything we've conditioned and everything we've been exposed to creates us. So if we've never experienced something, it doesn't exist in us, but it exists in the collective. So we go beyond, we break that membrane, and we enter into a much bigger conversation with the collective. So we move beyond the limitations of memory. We bypass the small mind's conditioning. And remember this piece, we take months to go through. So don't worry. Like if you look at it and go, she expect us to do this in 2 weeks? No, we do not. Right. So we want you to understand this and how we are limited by our personal experience and how we become unlimited, and there's unlimited possibilities when we enter into the collective unconscious and the Akashic Records. And listen, these are names for, we gave these names. It does refer back to module 5 too, because everything flows, right? So again, we're showing you different ways to tune into the energy of your life with different exercises, specific meditation exercises. It's all written and there's a script. Now, by the way, too, I will say this about that. I love it if you record your own voice with the scripts that I've given you. For the two meditations on the Akashic Records, opening the Akashic Records for someone else, opening Akashic Records for yourself. So if you can do it with your own voice, listening to your own voice, it actually gives you a more profound experience, even if you don't like listening to your voice. But it's like a key. So it's like you give yourself permission to open a key. Everybody has a phone. You can talk the meditation to your phone and then listen to it afterwards. And just do it slow. But I think you'll find it profound. What else do I want to talk about? So the Akashic Records. I think we should do questions now, because then I want to do a nice long meditation.
Yeah, just really quick. Somebody was saying that if they're recording, they couldn't listen to it. Any tech issues, always, 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 Jill@ColetteBarronReed.com. Okay, you just automatically just send her an email and let her know. If you post it in the Facebook page, that's not going to help you. I'm just going to say, please contact Jill.
Yeah.
If you write to me, all I'm going to say is contact Jill. So anytime you have a tech issue, it's Jill@ColetteBarronReed.com.
Yeah. Lise Bougie said spirit animal meditation is not functioning in module 5.
That is why I said contact Jill.
yeah, it shouldn't have been. Yeah, Jill@ColetteBarronReed.com. But you can record it in your own voice because the script is there.
Yes.
Right? The script is there. That's the point. We want you to do it so that you hear yourself back. Also, you know, a lot of you are, you know, practitioners. You want to be, you know, when you become certified oracle guides, you might want to move on. And maybe some of you will be intuitives and you want to know how to do these meditations with your own voice. And you want to, you know how to share this wisdom with others the way we're doing it. So the more you do with your own voice, the better it is.
So we have another question from Catherine, but I think it's clear. Catherine, I just want to double check. You had asked us, hi, I'm wondering about the Oracle card making, about something that impacted us. First, because we skipped a week, I'm not sure the timing of the first card and when it's due. Well, you have plenty of time as far as when they're due. Well, yeah. And you can post them anytime between now and the end of July when we archive the class. And you'll have plenty of warnings when that is going
to
happen.
And we want you guys to jump in now,
yeah,
right?
So. Yeah. Second, are we choosing as many cards as you feel called to choose to help you tell your story in motion? Does that mean there can be more than one card per component, or is it just one card drawn by you for each component of past, current, and future? And the instructions that are in the home play for this activity is you can draw as many cards as you need for each component, but you're summarizing that into an oracle. So you're right, creating a message from whatever the cards are that come up that might help you kind of in the reflection and in the journaling, but that's not the oracle. The cards that you pull aren't the oracle. You're creating the oracle. You want to add to that, right, Anna?
Yeah. You're not rewriting Colette's cards.
Yeah.
No.
The cards you're pulling are to help you process what it is, the lesson, the pearl that you learned, what you wrote about in your journal. You're using those cards to help you with that process. Then you think to yourself, okay, now I'm going to create an oracle from my experience. What do I want to say?
Yeah.
So yeah, that's how you're doing that.
Okay. Nicole had a question. Sorry, Anna, were you going to say something else?
No, she said it's clear now. So I was saying, yay.
Go ahead, Colette.
So Nicole's question is, I have a question about module 4, partner exercise. Page 11, I'm unclear and confused on who reads for who. Everybody reads for each other. So one gets the reading and the other two witness and read from their cards. Did I say that? I don't know.
Yeah, this is the first partner activity actually in module 4. And this is one where your partners are just witnessing you sharing your own story. And then they share what their cards maybe on their story. And so
that's the first one. Yes.
That's so the very, very first one.
And you share, like, this is the card I got and this is what it means. And same, like, that you, like, when the cards are pulled, you interpret the card for you. Right. And then the other two witness you, and then they get to read from their cards. And then are the other two partner pick card for you, or it's to show you how you tell? Actually, I don't understand this, the way this is languaged.
Yeah, so you're going to, on page 11, what you're going to be doing is you pull your cards, you tell your story in motion, they can pull cards and tell their story in motion, or if you want, you can have them pull you cards and tell you as well, but the trick is you go first. You need to tell your story first is the idea in this little activity, and that way you start in that process telling your own story. So Nicole, hopefully that's helpful to you. And you got a second part. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, on page 16, and the second part is you have to track yourself, right? So, and then you share it with your group. Like, you know, you all talk about 3 days later in hindsight, right? This is what we saw, right? So you come back 3 days and share.
Great. And then last one, Colette, from Lisa, do you want to talk about that? It's just in general about working with the books at the top.
Where is it? Okay. Working with the books. Reader, as the reader, are we supposed to choose which part of the passage in the book that seems to jump out at us or what triggers our own intuition? Or at this point, are we supposed to simply be reading the entire passage in the book and then use intuition? Both are true. So I think I like reading here's what I like to do. Read the whole thing and then say, you know what really jumped out at me is this section here. Right? Then you say intuitively, this is what I feel. Right? Doug, what do you say that?
Yeah, I start with a new deck by reading the entire book section to the person. So if I pull a card, not for you, I'll read the entire section of that. And then I may, as I get comfortable with it, certain pieces might highlight themselves to me. They might kind of come to life and I'm realizing, you know, this really feels like this piece is what's important to you. And I'll share that piece with them. So, but as I get to know the deck, I may kind of just notice what in the book is resonating the most for me for that particular card. But I always start with reading the whole page for the specific reading I'm working with. Great. Thank you, Lisa.
Okay. We have time for a couple more questions before I do the meditation. If it's too overwhelming, I choose a piece. What does that mean?
This is Brenda has had a couple of questions I've answered in the Q&A pod about her writing piece for her as an oracle. And Brenda, what I would say is it needs to be a nugget, it needs to be a pearl. You're not sharing a journal entry or a lengthy article. It's just a couple of sentences that describe what the message would be for someone else. If you want to share that piece of art, then I would say take a picture of it maybe and have the photo of it, but it's not to share a large piece of writing in this case.
No, it's like
a very, very small piece.
Yeah. So not a big giant piece of writing, not at all. Then Anna will come and tell you to edit it and ask you to take the small piece that makes sense to the oracle and then you name it, right? Perfect. Then you name that one little thing. It's like putting a label on it. Anybody else in the Q&A? No questions in the Q&A? That's amazing. That is amazing. Well, here we go then. I am going to start our, let's get all comfy. Let's get comfy. And I want to thank all of you for being here on this journey with us. And we're going to have a lot of fun in the next few months. And thanks, Anna, for joining us this evening. The three of us, you're going to see Doug and I on our own on our calls and Anna on her own on her call. And right now, I'd like to take you through a meditation. We're going to get really grounded and get your feet solid on the ground. And I'm going to ask you to take a deep breath. Breathe in deep, breathe out, and push the energy through your feet. Push all the negative energy that you could possibly have accumulated. Maybe there is none, or maybe there's just a little bit, and it doesn't really matter. Just know that you're going to be pushing all of that down to the soles of your feet. And if your feet don't reach, imagine that they're touching a kind of a cloud. They're not on the floor, but they're on something, you know, they're just connected to the earth just by thinking that they are, just by knowing that you are a part of the earth. And every time that we breathe in golden light. And every time we exhale, we just release more of what we don't want. And starting at the tips of your toes, imagine that every single atom and cell wakes up with life force energy and an intelligence. That spirit is in every single atom and cell in your body. And imagine that that golden light is what wakes it up. And as your feet begin to wake up, so do your ankles. It's like you've placed your feet in sparkling golden light and it tingles. And then that light moves up your calves. And across your knees. Up and around your thighs. Releasing tension in your hips. Moving up your spine and around your waist and chest. In through your neck. Glowing down your arms, across your shoulders, into your hands. Your hands are pulsing with light. And that light moves up and around your head and across your forehead. Every single cell in your body is awake with love. And just imagine spirit sending love through that light. At the top of your head, there's a spinning diamond just above the top of your head, and it bursts into a most gorgeous, gorgeous waterfall of light and sparkles. And it's like explodes over your head and shoots down your spine and into your legs and down into the earth, giving you an extra boost, connecting you to the universe. And we'll place our hands on our heart. And I just invite you to consider gratitude. Gratitude for everything. Not just the things that make you happy, but the challenges too. Grateful for whatever gift that is hiding in its strange wrapping paper. What's in there? Gratitude for the gifts of family, even if they're dysfunctional. For the wisdom that we share together here in this group and we can share outside with others. Gratitude for the knowledge that we can connect and communicate directly with the conscious universe. That we are the ones we've been waiting for. We are that. Gratitude for our heart being filled with love, even when we don't want to share that. Gratitude for our vulnerability that comes with being human. Gratitude for the joy, the immensity of joy that we can only experience because we are human. Let yourself feel that trust in that joy. Breathe in that light, in that gratitude. Every single person here in Shared Wisdom is a light. Each person, you are a lighthouse for the lost. Even if you don't know it, even if you think the light is dark, that you haven't turned it on, that you weren't conscious of it, you still are that light. You are the light, the way showers. Spirit chose you. Each one of you has a unique, authentic, inspired life that it takes work. It does take work. And the kind of work that we're looking at is weeding your field of dreams. Just keep weeding it. Weeding it. Pull out the weeds. Only you can do that work. Just that. Because together we are the imaginal cells of the butterfly for the greater good. We are the ones that are making the changes, the hard changes, in us first, and on behalf of the collective. Miracles can and do happen. Now bring your cup, your hands together, because we're going to make a ball of light. Just let that ball grow. It's pink and sparkly. And I want you to put your intentions for whoever is going to get this, because we don't know who we're passing it to. We're going to pass it to our left in our circle. We are all sitting in a circle now at the top of our crystal mountain of shared wisdom. Just us, everybody in the course, everybody together. We don't know who we're passing this to, so I'm going to put all the intentions that I have for the best and most positive solution for the person who receives my ball. Joy, happiness, fun, creativity, contentment, a juicy, juicy life. That's what I'm going. I'm going with that. What are you going to put in yours? Because the person who gets that is going to be showered in those good wishes. Okay, put those intentions in there. Now it's time to pass it to your left. And imagine as you pass it to the left, next person takes it and you got to take it from your right. You get to hold that. Now you're going to throw it up in the air. Woof! And it's all going to explode and come down on us. Showered with love and good wishes. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us on this call. I want to say how much, you know, how much you mean to us. And we really mean that. And, you know, what we do means something, but it doesn't mean anything without you to share it with. So really, really enjoy. We're going to see you all. Hey, Cynthia. We're going to see you all on the 16th, which is my husband's birthday, by the way, and I'm teaching on his birthday. Oracle school comes first. So just know this, the next couple of weeks, remember, I won't be able to check the website in the next week because I'm on that cruise with John Holland, but I will when I get back, and I will in the next couple of days. But Anna and Doug will, and anyway, I don't want to go. Do you want to go? I don't want to go. Anyway, good night, everybody.
We love you all.
Take care. Bye. Bye, Jacqueline. Catherine.